Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. A final thought. Jason got a call. Final thought on the last topic. Jason got a call from a listener who talked about the camaraderie that kids learn in deer hunting. You know the old expression, give a man a piece of venison and you fed him for a day. Teach him to shoot a deer and he'll spend all week in a cabin drinking beer. Actually, it's fishing. Give a man a fish and you fed him for a day. Teach him to fish and he'll spend all day in a boat drinking beer. Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes. Not when I was with the kids. I never did that while fishing with the kids. But, yeah, sometimes. Quick, just really quick note on the Packers. I said this earlier. If they can't beat Minnesota this week, I think their season is done. You have learned the value of a potential future Hall of Fame quarterback. And I have no idea what's wrong with the Packers' defense. One, none whatsoever. In my charity bet with listener Craig, who said I didn't know anything about sports, well, Craig is kicking my butt. He has six. I have three. I need to go on a tear here or it's all over. Craig, even if you kick my butt, I'm going to continue talking about sports on the show, just so you know that. But I'll admit, it ain't looking good right now. Jason says it's one of those times like Peyton Manning a couple of years ago. Aaron should win MVP in his absence because you see what happened. Well, look what happened to the Colts. Did they win a game that year? Or did they go like 2-14? Or what did they do? Something like that. Proves the point. I mentioned earlier in the show that a couple of listeners on Facebook tried to say that President Obama's proclamation on Thursday, but you can keep your insurance, was a cave on his part, and it showed that Ted Cruz had won. That is fantasy land. I'll tell you who gets to say, I told you so, is Senator Ron Johnson. Now, what happened on Thursday was President Obama made a promise he can't keep. Insurance companies weren't consulted as to whether they can restore these policies. That didn't happen. And they spent all weekend saying, we don't know if we can do that. Thanks for asking, Prez. Thanks for the heads up there, POTUS. Appreciate that. Ron Johnson was way ahead of the curve on this. Way ahead. Now, as you know, Ron Johnson is considered dumb by liberals. Christian Schneider, writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But Wisconsin's dumb senator seemed to have Nostradamus-like prescience with regard to the catastrophe that Obamacare has become. Earlier this year, Johnson drafted legislation that would grandfather health plans into Obamacare, effectively codifying Obama's pledge that individuals would be able to keep their plans. Remember, he did this a long time ago, long before this storm hit. Johnson saw this as a plausible alternative to the doomed plan pushed by some Republicans that would have defunded Obamacare, an effort that led to the government shutting down for 3 weeks. Johnson's plan predated the efforts currently being made to fix Obamacare by allowing insurance companies to sell policies the Obama administration once determined were insufficient. The president himself believes he has the authority to change the law administratively and without congressional approval. He doesn't. A position rebutted by those who note that the insurance plan standards are set in law. They can't just be unilaterally waived by a presidential speech. Further, Obama's proposal only lasts for 1 year. Once the 2014 midterm elections are over, the toxic plan cancellation letters will once again be hitting customers' mailbox. That's even if they could restore them. Thus, on Friday, the Republican-controlled House approved the bill authored by Representative Fred Upton that would allow insurance providers to keep selling the plans that didn't meet Obamacare requirements. In an attempt to insulate themselves from the Obamacare backlash, 39 vulnerable Democrats voted for it. Senator Mary Landrieu also has proposed legislation that will grandfather in old plans, although her proposal applies solely to insurance plans sold on the individual market. Johnson's plan, on the other hand, also applies to plans sold by employers. Currently, large businesses are exempt from the insurance mandate, but once that requirement kicks in, millions of people could lose their employer insurance and be left to fend for themselves on the now non-functional exchanges. He has been completely ahead of the curve on this, has Ron Johnson. Schneider writes, in retrospect, it's entirely possible that a government shutdown could have been averted had Democrats simply taken the same position that they are being forced to choke down now. So although nobody likes a braggart, I'll happily say it. Ron Johnson told you so. It's dangerous not to see this. Not because, get over the Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson thing. Get past that. If you don't understand that Ron Johnson is the one that was right about this, you have no idea what's going on. You are clueless as to the state of this debate and this issue in America today. The shutdown accomplished nothing. What happened is when push came to shove, Democrats realized the realities of Obamacare, as I predicted, would force them to deal with this. That's what happened. What if Republicans had gotten on Johnson's plan much earlier? There was no cave by the president. There was a fraud, a red herring, to try to protect Democrats from this reality. You need to understand what's really happening here. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.